Many Australians would have done a first aid course learning how to perform CPR and treat wounds. But what if the symptoms of the person you want to help are not physical? There is growing demand for courses focused on suicide prevention. Our reporter Eliza Borello went along to one in Perth for this report.
It's early evening in the southern Perth suburb of Wellard, and the crowd shuffling in is work-weary but determined.
For the next 4 hours, we're going to be talking about suicide. Just so that you know where I'm coming from, I've lost 5 people to suicide in my life.
Trish Reddick is the founder of Passionate Lives, a group delivering mental health first aid courses. One of the first activities he gets the class to do is write down on a post-it note what they know about suicide and stick it on a whiteboard. He then asks anyone leaving the room to give him a thumbs up if they're just going to the toilet or a thumbs down if they're struggling.
Because then we can go after you after a few minutes and check that you're okay and make sure that, you know, you're not upset.
The course was first developed in Melbourne and it's now run worldwide. It teaches how to identify if someone's about to commit suicide and how to stop them.
What to say to someone, that's really important, the kind of approach to take. Also how to support someone until help arrives.
One of Trish Reddick's students knows more about suicide than most. 3 years ago, Paul Mallett tried to take his own life.
I don't want to hide things. I've always drunk alcohol. It hasn't been great. I probably still drink too much alcohol. But ultimately a family breakdown led to a crisis for me.
20 minutes later, the 51-year-old called an ambulance.
I guess it dawned on me, if I can't look after my kids, who's going to do it?
So what are the signs someone's feeling suicidal? The course teaches 10. They include feelings of hopelessness, someone threatening to hurt or kill themselves, writing a will, making amends with people or giving away possessions, and withdrawing from friends. Helping someone who's suicidal is complex, but the course suggests 3 key actions you can take. The first, if you think someone's suicidal, ask them directly. If they say yes, don't leave them alone. And finally, try to get them professional help. GPs are the first port of call. The course has won a big tick of approval from Beyond Blue's Grant Blaschke.
Mental health first aid is really appropriate for anyone in the community, but especially people who are in the education sector or community groups or having a lot of contact with members of the public.
As we leave, one of the post-it notes the students wrote catches my eye. It seems to sum up the experience of a lot of the people in the room. It reads, "Suicide hurts the ones left behind."
Eliza Borello with that report. And of course, Lifeline is always available if you need some assistance. The number there is 13 1114.